Hi folks, how are you doing today? All right. So how many of you were in the session before this one, the Arun session where I showed demo there as well? Okay. Welcome back to some of you, and also all of you, welcome to this special session we have. Essentially, it's about a customer story. You'll hear it from customers. I'll only be back for a 5-minute demo in the middle, but you literally listen from our customers. So let me welcome Marilyn and Dave from Meijer. Please give them a big round of applause.
Okay. All right. Everybody hears me, right? Okay. Good afternoon. So we're going to talk a little bit about who Meijer is, what we do, and why we think that's important, and what we think makes us different. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the challenges of our previous environment, our previous BI strategy, a little bit, actually a lot, about how we think Power BI and the application of the Power BI tool set has enabled our self-service capabilities and what that means for us going forward. And then we're going to do a demo. And Sanjay's going to come back on, as he said, and do that for us. Then we're going to spend a little bit of time about talking about how we're going to take Power BI forward and what it means to us as we expand those capabilities, a little bit about lessons learned, and then you get a chance to ask us questions. Okay? All right, so who's Meijer? First of all, with these bright lights, I'm probably not going to be able to see anybody, but who knows Meijer? Anybody here? Anybody here? Raise your hands high. I see a few. Thank you. So Meijer is a retail supercenter in the Midwest. We have about 223, that says 223 stores. Frankly, it's probably closer to 230. We're located, as I say, in the Midwest. We're headquartered in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We also do business in Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, and most recently, Wisconsin. Meijer. So our stores range in size from 140,000 square feet to 250,000 square feet. They're very large stores. So the way I describe them, anybody here from Walmart? I hope not. What I would describe is we're the size of a super Walmart or bigger, but a lot nicer. Okay? And we have the variety. That's the part I don't want to be. But anyway, we have a whole variety of different products. We're known for our fresh produce and fresh meats, which are very much like a neighborhood meat market or a neighborhood produce store. We're known for the variety of different products that we have in our stores. Everything from, again, groceries to a bakery, pharmacy, sporting goods, which is my favorite, garden center, on and on and on. Whatever you can imagine in a big store that has multiple categories, we have. That makes our business, though, very challenging. From a perspective of analysis, understanding your customers, doing promotions, understanding market dynamics, seasonality, we aren't really dealing with one business. We're dealing with 5 or 6 or 10, based on how you look at it. So we have approximately 500,000 SKUs of products. That also makes our business very complex. And as I said a moment ago, we're known for our produce and deli, et cetera, and our diverse categories. We open 10 to 20 stores a year, and we're on a pretty good clip. That's been pretty consistent for the last 5 to 7 years. And for everybody in retail, we've had, I think the last time I checked was 27 consecutive quarters of same-store positive sales, which is a measure of how successful a retailer is doing compared to themselves and compared to previous years. We continue to grow and continue to be a strong competitor in our marketplace. We're moving into new markets. I mentioned Wisconsin a moment ago, so we're moving in the Milwaukee area and expanding beyond that. We have an import office in Hong Kong. We also have a couple of automated distribution centers using the Witron technology, so fully automated, really cool stuff, one in Lansing and one in Western Chicago. We have a central fill for our pharmacies, so much of our pharmacy fills come from a central location where, again, we have robots that are doing the filling for us. Pretty cool technology as well. So Meijer is known for innovation. We're known for being able to apply new technology to solve redundant tasks and tasks that make us more competitive and more capable in the marketplace. We've acquired a dairy, and most recently we built a secondary. And we have our own brand foods. Finally, we're expanding our central kitchen capabilities with additional bakeries, salads, fixed food of various sorts. You know, the prepared food market's becoming a much bigger deal for a lot of retailers and for a lot of us because of our time constraints and the need for convenience. We're getting in that market as well. Our president, Rick Keyes, at the beginning of this fiscal year, laid down three strategic goals or focus areas for us. And this is really what the whole company is rallying around. First and foremost is customer first. So in everything we do, our vision is to put the customer first in that experience, to make sure that when you walk into the door of a Meijer, that what you experience is exceptional, that you're delighted. In some ways, we do that each and every day, and we certainly strive to do that. In other areas, we have some ways to go. We're working to achieve that in all we do. Secondly, we want to win with our team members. We recognize in order to delight our customers, we need team members that are empowered and enabled, have the tools they need to get to do their job, therefore what we're going to talk about today. And because we're a retailer, we've been in business, by the way, since 1937, I believe. Our first supercenter, I should have mentioned, was opened up in 1962 in Grand Rapids, 20 years before the first Walmart supercenter, maybe 25. That model came from Europe, by the way. So we're fiercely competitive, but we're also competitive in a manner that respects our community, respects our team members, and respects the guest who shops our stores. So challenges of yesterday. So let's shift a little bit to business intelligence and the tools that we put in place and the progress we've made and the progress that we think we needed to make going forward. So part of the reason why I'm talking today is because I used to own the BI program and I was responsible for building up our first enterprise data warehouse and the BI program and tool set that supported it. So at a real high level, in 2010, we developed our strategy around BI and where we wanted to be. And we've been a long customer of Teradata. So we've had a Teradata environment for 25 years. And we had some BI tools, obviously, but it wasn't really robust. There wasn't an articulated strategy around how we move forward. So we put that strategy together in 2010, focused as with Teradata as our primary enterprise data warehouse, with a number of data sources feeding to that warehouse, everything from SQL Server to Oracle to DB2, and then we used tools like DataStage to move. Teradata was the hub. It was the authoritative source of truth. The challenge we had is we have a variety of tools as well. So we have MicroStrategy was the primary tool in 2010, 2011, and 2012. It was the tool we'd been using for 10 years. We invested a lot in it. We also had tools like BI Query. We did use some of the Microsoft tool set, SSRS and SSAED, very successfully, by the way. But all of those tools had limitations, and they were really focused on kind of a traditional enterprise environment, BI environment, where you had highly experienced, specialized developers or business folks, you know, people who are specialists in BI to be able to create those tools and leverage them. So this is kind of a high-level visualization of our BI tool set. This was created back in around 2011, and it really represented, we kind of stole the concept of BI for the masses. The idea was we wanted to emancipate the data. We wanted to emancipate the data and allow our customers, not just a bunch of folks in IT and the ivory tower, to gain insights by being able to access that data and use tools that were easy to use and easy to manage and easy to access data through to be able to get their own insights with minimal involvement from IT. So the good news was we made some progress in that vision, but frankly, we never fully achieved our vision of BI for the masses through about 2013, 2014. So this kind of summarizes our challenges. We had no real true user-friendly tool set for self-service. We had plenty of tools, as you can see. And some of them were very functional, but all of them were pretty complex. We had very little self-service dashboards or other forms of analytics. Again, the point that I'm making is that it required a dedicated team of specialists to create enterprise reports or even reports that are specific to a department. Very limited ability to be able to support mobile devices. Those analytics dashboards that we did develop for mobile devices were cumbersome, not easy to use. More importantly, they weren't transportable, so we had to kind of redevelop them for an iOS device versus an Android device, a tablet versus a phone, so on and so forth. No sharing of common dashboards or templates. This is one of my big frustrations, the fact that we had to kind of recreate the wheel over and over and over again. And then lastly, costs were high, and it was difficult to add new functionality. So, It's Marilyn's turn to tell you what we did going forward.
Having us and letting us tell the Meyer story about Power BI. And you have to excuse me, I caught a cold yesterday, and my voice is cracking, but I'll do my best. I've actually been in data warehousing. It's the beginning of data warehousing. If you all remember, a lot of you are too young, we called it data warehousing back in the early 90s when we got started. I've used almost every tool there is in BI. I've established 5 BI programs for major corporations, for 5 different major corporations. So when I came into Meyer, I was very concerned that we did not have a self-service analytics tool because I had implemented Power Pivot and Power BI 1.0 at 2 other companies already. And I came in at the end of 2013, just when they were realizing we really needed to have self-service. As you all know, in business intelligence, I love it because it is the driver of corporations. Our transactional systems support our business, but business intelligence helps the executives, managers, and individual contributors really drive the business forward. So that's why I love BI. And demand is always greater than supply. And if you are BI developers, you're going to be safe for generations with your jobs. Because once you get a hold of data, you know the customers want more data. They want to be able to mine the data and really trend what's going to happen in the future. And fortunately, with Power BI, we now have that trending capability to see what we can do to keep helping our companies to grow. So, excuse me, I actually was the largest user of MicroStrategy at Discover Card back in 2000. I put up their card member data warehouse, my team did. And so I do love MicroStrategy, and it does have some great things, but it is not really self-service. When I worked for a medical device company back in 2009, I was introduced to Power Pivot, and I went, wow. This is a great tool because, as you know, everybody knows Excel. And I introduced it to the finance folks and the SAP folks, and they took to it like ducks take to water. In fact, I have a little story about SAP. I don't know if any of you, are any of you using SAP? Okay. Excuse me. We were on SAP 6.0, and I found a tool for under $100,000 that would read the SAP change logs. Thank you very much. And we brought that data right into our SQL Server tables. It also had the English metadata names with the German technical names. I did not need any fancy tool. For 3 years, I used this tool with SSRS. Actually, we brought it into SSIS, created SSAS, and then used it with SSRS. Well, once I had it in SQL tables, I can use Power Pivot to start creating reports. And finance and supply chain started using this tool like crazy. Then we got Power BI 1.0, which you know had certain limitations, but the users liked that too. So then I went to another major company and introduced Power BI right away, and they loved it. So I was so excited when I could introduce Meyer to Power BI. So all I did was I know one of the top consultants that's a Microsoft Gold partner who knows Power BI inside and out. He can create an application in half a day for users that have been struggling to create a report. Maybe it takes them a month. He'll come in a half a day and create a report for them so they can generate a report in 5 minutes in the future.
Which partner is that?
Aviance, Andre Foman. And I brought him in, and I just had him show Power BI. Now we're at 1.0 still, for finance first, asset protection. Asset protection is the people who monitor our stores, of course, and HR. And we were transforming reports and applications like this. And it really generated so much interest, because like I said, the users take to Power BI like a duck takes to water. So we were using Excel-based platform. They had a very small learning curve, And we grew into a base of over 100 users within a few months. So then we got the funding and the permission to harden our environment. So what did that mean? Well, when we were on Power BI 1.0, we needed to give the user 64-bit PCs because the volume could not be handled with regular PC. And you know, those things are really heavy. So we were really anxious to get to Power BI 2.0. But also what we did, and this is something you will all probably all have to do, is you have to optimize your data sources. We have a 750 terabyte Teradata data warehouse. Now, probably active is only 25 terabytes. So what we had to do, we get 50 million sales transactions a day, approximately. So what we had to do while we were waiting for Power BI 2.0 and some of those great enhancements, we're creating tabular in-memory databases for sales and inventory and margin decomposition so that our users could quickly get their reports. So we created some tabular databases. When we did that, it generated so much interest that we started Power BI user groups every month where the users would come in and show what they had created in Power BI and they would learn from one another. And that was great, and I would encourage all of you to do that because it generates even more interest. We put in training for all the users, and I'm going to show you that in a minute. And where applications were critical to get done, we used this consultant to help us create apps really quickly while we were getting up to speed, in Power BI. We also had to put governance in for self-control, something you all have to do. And of course, we used Active Directory for role-based security. But we also controlled our production publishing. And what we did is we branded our report. If management doesn't see a gold standard label on a report, they know that someone created a self-service report that maybe they should be a little cautious with, because we cannot mess, as you can't, with sales, finances, inventory, et cetera. So we have the BI team will validate the report through QA, put the golden standard on, and then it can be published anywhere. We also, we require certification training, and we created some training. And really quickly, this is the beginning of our table of contents for training. And you can see we've got modeling in there. We have what to do with desktop. This is just the very first page of it. And this is data sourcing options. We created really nice, easy-to-use pages with lots of graphics for our customers. And they have to actually take a certification test. It's not hard, doesn't take them long. It takes them about an hour and a half, but it ensures us that they have at least some training before they get a license. And that's been very successful. So this is a standard picture of the Power BI architecture, and we're using all of this. We're bringing in cloud sources, OneDrive. We did just put up Office 365 this year with some pilot groups, and now we're expanding it to all of corporate. We're bringing in on-premise files, SharePoint lists, on-prem databases. Bring it into our desktop. You all know Power Query, I hope. We do a lot of work with Power Query to get the data ready. We go through a personal gateway to bring the reports into Power BI. Or we'll create an SSAS cube and bring it into Power BI. We do use mobile, iPad, and they have gone so far that there is very little, if no reformatting that has to be done for our iPhones. We're an iPhone shop. We do, let's put it this way, Android is our second priority to format. But as you know, executives want to use their phones. They're not using their laptops. They're on the go all the time, so we have to make sure our reports are ready for the iPhones. Okay, so what are the key benefits? Real-time dashboards. This is so important to us, especially in the stores for sales. Our store directors depend on our hourly and real-time updates to their reports. The next point, secure live connection to your data sources, goes with real-time. We are doing intuitive data exploration through natural query languages. We love that it's integrated now with the other Microsoft products. For example, we've established Yammer groups, and the store directors have a monthly meeting where they publish the hourly store report. They're on Yammer together. They can filter, they can look at things together. Sometimes they even make changes, and they can do it all in real time. And it's a very fast deployment. We love it. Okay, BI desktop. The query capabilities are really, really strong with BI desktop. And we do use it to establish our data structure, but we have another tool I want to tell you about for self-service ETL. And you've probably heard about it. It's on Gartner's right upper right-hand quadrant that we have recently purchased, and it's called Alteryx. And Alteryx is a self-service ETL tool. And if you have good power users, they will, again, they will love this tool. We only help them when there's really complicated workflows or SQL or DAX, but it is very powerful. And you combine Alteryx with Power BI, and you truly have self-service BI. We are starting to run R scripts. We do a lot with customer insights because we are a retail organization, and we're starting to experiment with running R scripts and directly in Power BI. I was talking to a gentleman from Steelcase before the meeting started, and we were talking about SAS. Microsoft isn't quite there yet with the algorithms that SAS can do, but they're getting there, and we're very happy that they're maturing their product in that way. And of course, we love the visualizations, which Sanjay is going to show you in a minute. So where are we right now? We love the integration with all the tools, with Yammer, with OneDrive. We're looking so forward to when we don't have Exchange Online yet, but we're getting there. SharePoint Online, it's a great tool. Reports are now on every mobile device. Again, the demand is really still high for more and more information, but we are so happy when we see customers coming to us and asking us to publish their reports, and all we have to do is verify the numbers. Part of the reason we are doing more consulting and facilitating because now they can prototype on their desktops, which is really powerful. Because you know, with BI, people think they know what they want. You give them a report and they go, what I really want is this or that, or about this column, or change this look. So now they're doing that work. We have obtained licenses for every Meyer team member. We have 65,000 employees. We recently purchased 100,000 licenses for future growth of Power BI. That's how excited we are about it. And we talked about the less dependence on IT staff. So if you look at the data sources in black, that is currently what we're doing. We are just launching SAP HANA for Simple Finance, and we have run the tests of Direct Connect with Power BI to SAP HANA. It works like a charm, and with Business Warehouse. So we are not planning on utilizing business objects to much extent. We were going to use Power BI with SAP HANA for those of you that have that. We are, as you can see, for our online services, we're just getting that there. And with Azure, Dave's going to talk about, Dave is the Senior Director of Enterprise Architecture. He's working and his staff on implementing Azure. We'll be using those data sources. And we're really excited about the wide variety that we can have. We haven't found anything we can't connect to. And again, what we do for SAS, for the SAS gentleman, is that we create a tabular database out of that data, and we use Power BI against that. Okay, so Microsoft wanted me to put down the different types of cubes that we have. When it says enterprise up there, that means every department in the company is using that particular cube and report. So whether it's margin decomposition, sales and inventory, HR, labor, store director dashboards, which is very important, our own internal monitoring of our data warehouse and our tabular cube usage, IT is using it for. Very important on the bottom is the store dashboard daily My Store. I think Sanjay's going to demo what that looks like a little bit in a minute. And we even use it for training. We even have a data mart for training. So it is widespread now. How do we share our information with others? Well, as you know, you can share through SharePoint online or even through on-prem. But now that we have Office 365, we have groups in Yammer that we're sharing that are actually using it in a very collaborative manner. Now that I'm happy to see O365 has more IT controls for groups, we'll be establishing groups in O365 and we'll be using Power BI in those group workspaces. And really, we are using content packs for many of our most important reports. For example, that store director dashboard and our HR analytics, which everybody uses, we did utilize the Power BI content packs, which really expedited our implementation of those reports. And finally, I mentioned the Yammer sharing and collaboration, which is very powerful for us now. Okay, so I think you've all seen, I'm going to go over these quickly, the custom visualizations you can do. We love the variety of types of graphs that you can get out of Power BI. Again, Sanjay's going to be demonstrating some of that. Some of what we did, this is just an example of store growth by region and by market and the different types of graphs. I just pulled something very quickly here. But this shows how you can bring in third party. That brick chart shows which markets have share of Meijer sales. And it was so easy to pull in because they have a drop down where you just say, I want this chart, and you just drag it right in. And of course, you all know you change the value in one chart and it changes them all, which is a great feature. Okay, with that, Sanjay's gonna do a demo for retail. Thank you.
How do you like the story so far?
Absolutely. You too.
The video brings it to life, so let's see. My microphone's working. Testing. Can you hear me in the back?
Awesome. So I will give you like a short demo, and then we'll bring Dave and Madeline back. So let's click on six here. So what you see is a scenario, which is inspired by Meijer's real data. We could not show real data for Meijer, so this was built by Obvience, the partner she mentioned. And I'm just showing you the scenario with a little bit mass data set, of course. So what you see here is, at the very high level, right, she talked about various departments. For example, the very important thing is about sales and margin, right? How is our performance in various stores that we have across, you know? The stores we're talking about here, this is the first column is about sales and margin. Other one is obviously overall sales trend over time. And then we can talk about the new hires and also shrink by product. You know, the shrink is very, very important apparently in retail industry. And, you know, so here we go. Behind the scenes, you can always just drill down into the sales and margin by store. Overall sales are okay. Margin is 40%. You know, it's a good margin, by the way, at least in the demo side, data side. So here you are. Behind the tile, you're looking at this kind of store performance. And these are the district managers, their pictures. Imagine when you build your own scenarios in Power BI, you can have pictures of your employees and have fun with that. You know, like it feels more personable, yeah? So you have these stores, and district managers apparently store a couple of stores. And of course, we're talking about the, you know, eastern side of, you know, Pennsylvania and other states here. So you're looking at sales, margin. Let's talk about Valerie. So I'm going to ask you a trivia question. It's afternoon session. Come on, right? So how is she doing? What do you think? No, just trivia question. What do you think? Overall, her sales are down or up as compared to last year? Sorry? down, right? There's something happening with this. Yeah, overall sales are down, you know, especially in these categories. This is down as compared to last year. And these are the you know, the, what is it showing you here is the stores that she owns, yes? And the bubble size, of course, is showing you overall sales, but the color is showing you margin, yeah? So you got that idea, right? So now what about, and also top 10 classes means, you know, the top 10 product categories, how are those doing? But let's talk about Tina. How is she doing overall? What do you think? It's all green as compared to last year. But is it really green, or is this a watermelon, you know? Like, what is happening? Let's just drill down. Let's find out why, what's happening behind the scenes. So you can look at overall green, it's good. In fact, this is the largest one right here. The bubble is big. That means sales is big, margin is big. Let's click on the store, and guess what you see? Her margin for basically overall sales for that store is down as compared to last year. It was green, but it's actually showing you that as compared to last year, this store has much bigger potential. She can do much more with it. You see, you're peeling the onion, you're going inside the scenario right there. And you can see overall time. Okay, so you like so far. Now you can go to the district view, and you can have some fun with this. So let's say the customer has, you know, fashion chains, you know, for example, any of your fashion products. So here are the two fashion chains we're talking about, Fashions Direct and Lindsay's. So you can see what is happening with Fashions Direct. You can just click. You can see in Pennsylvania, we're doing green. Virginia is red, you know, very easy to see. And while this one, North Carolina, is where we are winning with that particular chain. So what we can do, though, is we click on this, and now we can see how is, you know, overall divisions doing. In the x-axis, you have total sales variance. On the y-axis, total sales variance percent as compared to last year. Probably that's what it is. So what you can do is you can compare how is my overall home, you know, and women's department doing. So you can play this data set over time. You can have a race among products. Come on, who's winning? Look at that. Overall, you know, sales for the, I know it's too many bubbles, but still you can get the idea. The idea is that, you know, overall home sales are doing so well, but women's department, we should run some new campaigns. You know, we should do something for the in terms of campaigns to make that win, you know, overall total sales. And then, of course, you know, you have this Cortana cards you can build, and you can ask questions to, you know, Cortana as well. That's one thing. An important concept, in fact, Madeline, why don't you actually come back with me for a minute here and explain the concept of shrink, first of all, for people who may not know the shrink concept. Yeah, shrink. How many of you know the concept of shrink? Ah, so shrink is very interesting.
Shrink at Meijer is loss of product, and it could be, of course, in fresh, that some fresh produce went bad. It could be products have expired. It could be some non-damaged returns. It could be just stolen. So shrink is loss of product, basically.
Loss of product. So as you can see here, you know, you can compare. Obviously, red color is bad, right? So the shrink is essentially, you can see what is happening in 2013 versus 2012, and all these observations you can have, you know, for all these, right?
Is anybody here from retail? I don't. One big problem, I don't know if you've heard in the industry, that Power BI really helped us to manage was EMV. The chip in your credit card now, the crook figured out how, until retail stores were ready with EMV processing, how to buy gift cards and present it as a fake EMV card, which we couldn't validate, and retail stores were losing millions of dollars. Well, we were able, with Power BI, in 1 week, to identify what stores, what product categories, what cashier, what household IDs were buying 10 iPads and at, you know, three different stores, and by following that household ID, be able to reduce our shrink, our loss in EMV tremendously. And we did it very quickly with Power BI.
Absolutely. So now, this is what I just showed you, this existing things there. Now, they talked about, you know, the future. They're using mobile already, right? So, and also there are some futuristic things. Would you like me to show you for 3 more minutes what those futuristic things are? Would like to see it as a bonus demo since we have time? Okay, fine. All right, let's do it then. In that case, I'll show it to you. So the first thing is, you know, the couple of things they're actually actively using is, one of them is about Power BI's, you know, of course, the Q&A. You've seen it everywhere. but they're also using Q&A, and you like it, apparently. Q&A is awesome. You know, of course, you can ask a question, show new hires by age group, as Streamyard, you can do that. Other thing is exciting is actually this Cortana integration. It's really powerful. I encourage all of you to also create those Cortana cards, you know. So, for example, I want to just know, let's say, of course, we saw that, you know, our women's department, we needed some new campaigns, right? So you can say, show campaign performance. Just like that, you can ask a question. And here's a beautiful, you know, Cortana card. This card is not from Meyer, but I just wanted to show you the sample of right there. Look at this. 7 campaigns. You can see what are these campaigns, how are those performance, and all the good stuff. So you can just ask a question in Cortana itself, and you can good stuff right there. Now, the more fun part is essentially, is basically the, Marilyn already talked about various departments that are using Power BI, right? HR, finance, and stuff. So here's an example of executive dashboard. We did not show this at any other session this week. I just wanted to show you a quick screen right here. So you can see what is happening in my finance department, sales operations, HR, marketing for retail. So you can click on finance department, for example, right there. And then you can see, okay, some sales are green. You know, why is it green? Is it really green? Or is it watermelon again? So very click of a button, you can see what is happening. See, loyalty customer sales are down. We're not selling enough with loyalty customers in US. So while TV channel is not selling, or what is happening? So you can see that good stuff right there. But the other piece that I want to talk to you about is the like real-time analytics that they're using, or they're planning to use. So right here, you can have all kinds of sensors in the store right here. You know, you can see the live data coming in. You can have tweets coming into live tweets. You know, you can have analyze sentiments. You know, you can have all kinds of real-time analytics. Okay, so last piece I'm going to show you here is going to be about this mobile phone she mentioned. So how many of you have iPhones or Android phones and Windows phone? So on your app store, app store, whatnot, you have something called Power BI, a free downloadable app. Install it. Then basically what you see, can I display this? Number seven? Okay. Let's try one more time. I think it'll come up. And so what I'm going to do is show you this thing in action through any other way or no? Okay. Number eight, my fault right there, folks. You see the iPhone now. So here we go. Inside, that's what mobile piece she was talking about. The dashboard I showed you is out of the box on your iPhone or Android phones, just like that. You can see this, look at that. So you can literally look at all these tiles inside of the, yeah, there we go. Look at that. Okay, let's just go back, here we go. Okay, I'll stop touching. Let's do it. I think I shut down the phone. Great. So that's okay. So let's just go back to where we were. So you've seen the iPhone demos before. So it's on iPhone and it's mobile availability is there. So in the meantime, what I'm going to do is hopefully bring it back to where we were. Number five it is. And let's invite. So hopefully you liked the demo, what I showed you, except for the mold piece. Sorry about that, but you saw the other demo. Thank you.
We're together now, aren't we? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. So what are we doing now? Well, we have bought 100,000 licenses. We're rolling out Power BI to every employee at Meijer, a full-time employee. We bought licenses for future expansion. We are using it very broadly in the stores now, and it really is a mainstay for our store directors, for them to manage on an exception basis their stores so they can react to customers more quickly, and so we can make sure we're doing that win with the team. They're communicating. We are deploying Office 365 in the stores so there can be more real-time communication between management and line leads and team leads. That's very powerful. We are, as I said, we're going with SAP, so we are going to be using with SAP. We are starting Hadoop, so we're going to be using it with Hadoop, and that's a very smooth direct connect to them. And Dave's going to talk about Azure, what we're doing with Data Lake and machine learning. And we are starting to experiment with Power App integration, and we're very excited about that because we're hoping we can build some very quick forecasting applications using the combination of Power BI, which is going to be or is integrated into Power Apps, and the natural language capabilities of Power Apps. So, Dave?
Sure. Thank you, Marilyn. So as Marilyn mentioned, you know, we're moving forward with our more full, robust implementation of Power BI, strategically, as we move forward, we want to start taking advantage of some of the things you saw here at this conference. And this is actually the slide I'm sure you saw here at the conference if you've been at some of the Cortana and the Power BI sessions and the cognitive services side. So we're in the process of implementing and deploying Hadoop and leveraging that as a data lake for all our customer data. One of the challenges retailers have, and as we go back to where we started our discussion, one of our strategic key goals is putting our customers first. And part of how we do that is to understand who they are, what their needs are, how they shop, how they want to be treated, what kinds of products and services they want. And that's kind of a one view of the customer, understanding all the touch points, all the places where we interact with customers. And by doing that and leveraging that massive amount of data that in many cases is non-structured, and leveraging capabilities that Power BI along with these other capabilities will give us, and then taking advantage of some of the things we've talked about here in the last 4 days, leveraging heuristic modeling, leveraging cognitive services and Cortana, again, being able to look deeper than just the prescriptive and the reactive aspects of what our analytics give us, moving towards predictive, understanding what motivates a mom to go into the store and buy maybe an extra gallon of milk or a few more bottles of formula or whatever it may be, being able to understand our customers that what we provide them are products they really want. Again, going back to what we talked about in the beginning, we want to delight our customers. So we want to take advantage of the capabilities that Microsoft is providing. It's really exciting to see that here at the conference. This is an area that I'm personally very excited about, the whole area of cognitive services and artificial intelligence. You know, we talked about emancipating the data and really providing insights. I think that we're talking about a whole different level of complexity. And the level of data that we have, frankly, it's very, very difficult to generate analytics that really pull that information out without some of those heuristics and the capabilities that cognitive services give us. So we're excited about what Power BI can do in that environment. We're excited about the capabilities that we're seeing coming online right now. And we think that's transformational for retailers as well as other industries.
And Dave, that's a good point because at the last company I worked at, we use Power BI 1.0, and we save $50 million in logistics, in changing transportation routes for supply chain and logistics, accomplishing it within a month. We started seeing a very hefty ROI through optimizing logistic routes through Power BI. Okay, so lessons learned, some takeaways for you. You have to have continuous training. You've heard that with Office 365 this week. It's true with Power BI. You have to have good metadata. If you don't have good metadata, you're not going to reduce the dependency on IT. You have to teach the business standards, naming conventions, good stewardship, or they will end up with a spaghetti bowl, a mess that they won't be able to understand. We have employee turnover, so that's why it's so important for them to get organized. They have to do the documentation on their self-service reports. They have to do the knowledge management transfer to other employees so they can keep that sustainable self-service going. You will have to work on optimizing your data sources environment to support Power BI. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, and he goes, "Oh, I didn't know there was that middle piece." Yeah, there's that middle piece. We can't have our employees going against our 20 terabyte teradata data warehouse. So there is still some optimization, creation, modeling that you will have to do for business users. Very complicated reports IT will be doing, unless you get a really sophisticated power user. But we are teaching and facilitating more, and we are not seeing less demand, we're seeing more demand because they can much more quickly get their hands on the data that they need to make business decisions. And Microsoft keeps enhancing their product. I think every week we're getting enhancements. So my staff has to keep on top of all those changes and continually learn the enhancements and how they can be applied to existing and new reports. And finally, I don't know if you know about this, but there is something called User Voice for Power BI, which we have found to be very extremely powerful, where every week we get together and share any issues or enhancements we'd like to see, and Microsoft is being extremely responsive. They're meeting with us every week. They are implementing the changes that we request, and they're very diligent about making those changes. Anything else, Dave, that you can
think of? No, I think those are great points.
Okay. So that is really how we're supporting our strategy at Meijer through Power BI. And we're very excited about it. So thank you.
So I think we have a few minutes for questions. Any questions from the audience for Marilyn or I?
Yes. Cashiers will be the last area that we go into. Obviously, we're addressing executives first, all of management, all of corporate. We have how many employees in corporate, Dave?
Oh, about 5,000.
About 5,000. Then we do, of course, the store directors, the line leads, the team leads. We have RAAs, which is really, and the specialists that support the store director. One thing I didn't put down in lessons learned is that we are seeing, and have you heard about this in the conference much? The lack of data scientists. Mm-hmm. Have they talked about that at the conference? Yeah, data scientists is, man, if you want to make a lot of money, get a data science degree, go take statistics again. Because we can send all the information we want to the store directors. Guess what they're busy doing? They're busy waiting on the customers, managing their employees, making sure facilities is good, making sure that the stores are safe. They can't absorb all those reports. So we have some specialists in place, but you all will need data scientists. The more information you give people, there will be a growing. I had lunch with Under Armour. They're not as big as we are. They're 8 billion. We're 18 billion about. And they have an app called a fitness app where they can monitor your health as you're doing exercise and your location and everything. They have 50 data scientists that monitor their data and mine it. So that is another lesson learned. You will need data scientists.
And so do we, by the way. So if there's anybody really interested in doing that,
this gentleman right down here. Yeah, we take cards.
So before you ask the next question, my request to all of you is to actually fill the evaluation forms. It's a special session. We are trying for the first time, as you know, the customer sessions. We want to know your feedback. If you'd like to have next year as well, so please do fill evaluation forms for us. And now continue with the questions.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Yes. Absolutely, and we have a gentleman here who could probably talk more about that, but he's looking at his phone. Jim, can you add to that at all? He wants to embed Power BI into SSRS and that new integration. He wants to sync up both. Yeah, I have personally not thought about that a lot, but you can probably tell us. It sounds great, but we heavily use SSRS, so I'm sure we will.
People that would probably benefit the most from it are the most
Okay.
Sure.
Good, good. I hope it expedites because, I mean, it's talk. The whole game is expediting data access to the decision makers, right?
Right.
Gentleman in the yellow shirt.
Very good presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. No. We use Active Directory to allow access to certain data and certain reports. But if they are going to create a self-service report because they had access to the data, we still have to verify the numbers. So that's when we brand the report. Uh-huh. But we still do role security on data and reports, of course. We can't have everybody publishing sales figures, right?
Yep.
Or financial figures. Yes?
Do you have any
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Not to customers yet. I want to talk about the Accenture, though, demo here, because that's built on Power BI, and I would not do that particular demo. But vendors, we just created Venn diagrams for our vendors that shows them their share in a product category. So that, obviously, like Ragu, what's their share at Meijer at every store and also in our national stores against other products in that category, and they really like that. Mm-hmm.
They would want promotions based on that, knowing
this type of thing. Right.
That's
right.
Been a really big deal. We've been doing, Power BI has given us capability to do it very visually recently, but we've been doing the vendor access to our shopper data for a while. And it's been a really big deal.
Yeah.
Vendors love it.
And now for the customers, that's where we are using SaaS. We have a household ID, as I said, but then we, reformat the data for store directors using Power BI, and that is where we offer personalized offers to Meijer customers based on what they have purchased in the past and any predictions we're doing and demographics, etc. So we are doing stuff for customers too, but we're presenting it to the store directors and marketing in a Power BI fashion. I'm going to sneeze. And this lady has a question. Did you
bless you? Almost bless you.
Well, analysis services is where we create our cubes, right? So we often create cubes utilizing and then utilize Power BI against the cubes when we have those massive amounts of data that we can't handle in Teradata. So is that your Is that answering your question? I'm not sure.
Well, we've been trying to give reports, putting data from our cubes.
Yeah.
And we've been facing a lot of challenges in Power BI.
What version of SSAS are you using?
2014.
Oh, see, we found 2016.
2016.
That's what you have to use.
Super
we just
fast.
Upgraded to 2016 and it works great.
It's
so I would ask Sanjay. We use Tabular and we use SSA
yes.
cubes, yes.
So just to answer your question, analysis services 2016 is much better
yes.
than previous versions. And direct query actually works very nicely.
And in fact,
even try that
one of the things we used in 2016 is the store directors, when they go into their individual dashboard, we're using some sort of authentication. You probably know what it is. I'm a director. What do I know technically, right? they go into their store. And we had to use SSAS.
Role level security, you can have.
Well,
that.
It wasn't just role level security, it was partitioning somehow the report.
Okay.
So they go right into their
cell
store.
Level security, dimension mm-hmm. level security.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. So talk to him about 16, but I know that's what
16.
We did.
Any other questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I have a question. You know, the Power BI, I heard about there's a direct access in your company. What's the maximum roles, you know, you
can use? Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah,
or
either.
Is there any limitation?
So I don't
know. That question?
I'm not that technical. I know we use billions of rows in our sales reporting. I know we do.
Yeah, so I mean, you would not be, I mean, returning billions of rows into Power BI Desktop. For those scenarios, the Power BI, and then can connect me, you'll see the connection every day with customers. But for those billions of rows of data sets, so you would use analysis services. You have mm-hmm. options.
The credit cube.
Tabular, mm-hmm. or tabular, multidimensional, mm-hmm. of course, you know. And then you can have, either have, you have three options really with analysis services.
Okay.
One is, three options with analysis services, right? So one is you have this tabular model or multi-dimensional model on-premise, just like that, and you have Power BI sending query, you know, of course, mm-hmm. and it's caching and it's happening. Other one is live query that you have with Power BI option. So then Power BI does not cache anything, service does not. It just goes directly to the analysis services and you know, and basically you're interacting with that. Of course, the direct query is an option where you have like nothing being cached at all. And really everything is really going, every time you click, it goes to the engine. And in 2016, they have improved performance across all three. And we can talk offline.
I thought there was one other
I think
question.
The time is almost up.
Oh, are we almost up? Okay. If there's additional questions, we can.
One more question.
Okay.
Thank you all for coming.
I think we have one more over here.
One more?
Yep.
It's Excel based, like Duck's taken a while.
Yeah. Yep.
They go, oh my gosh, they understood it so well.
Yep.
The only, I had one group that didn't because they hadn't used pivot tables before, and that was some store people. But once we showed them that, they loved it. It's the only, and yep. I've used almost every tool out there, and I can tell you it is the easiest to use, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I guess I just echo what Marilyn said. I mean, it was not, we didn't have to sell. Because we gave our customers the ability to do what they were already doing, we just emancipated the data. We gave them a much more robust, powerful tool, but a tool that leveraged skills and knowledge they already had.
And that's at three companies for me. I mean, they just, they love it.
Okay, thank you very much. We can certainly be here.
Thank you.
Yep.